This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We find ourselves today still nowhere. That's where we find ourselves. Unless things change in the next 6 or so hours, parts of the federal government are going to go dark for an as yet undetermined period of time. Starting tomorrow morning, Marketplace's David Gura is in Washington, the center of the federal economic universe this week. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
So what is the lay of the land right now?
Well, we had President Obama just address reporters at the White House a few minutes ago, and he had this to say to Republicans in the House of Representatives.
You don't get to extract a ransom for doing your job, for doing what you're supposed to be doing anyway, or just because there's a law there that you don't like.
The House Republicans say they won't pass a spending bill unless the implementation of the health care law is delayed. They've been saying that for most of the weekend. Mm-hmm. The Senate has rejected bills that do that all weekend long, and they did it again this afternoon. In the latest round of this, Kai, there are delays on the so-called individual mandate. That's the part of the health care law that requires all Americans to have health coverage. And they also added language that would require lawmakers and their employees to buy health insurance through the health insurance exchanges that, incidentally, are slated to open tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And they'd have to buy that insurance without government subsidies.
Remind me in whose court the hot potato is right now.
Yeah, so it's now in the House's court.
Okay.
Who knows what will happen after that, but they're going to vote on this in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Remind me, does any of this affect Obamacare, which is, I thought, what this whole thing was all about anyway?
Well, sure has become what this is all about, that's for sure. The answer to your question, though, is no, it doesn't. And I talked to several health policy experts today, and every one of them made this point, that tomorrow the sun's going to rise, Kai, and whether or not the government is open, these exchanges, these insurance exchanges, are going to open as scheduled on October 1st. These are places where Americans can shop for insurance plans. Those are going to be open no matter what happens.
All right, let me try another question.
Okay.
Is any of this going to save any money, which is sort of the subtext of what this is supposed to be all about?
I hate to be negative. The answer to that question is no as well. There were those two big shutdowns in 95 and 96. They lasted for about 20 days. And the Office of Management and Budget at the White House looked at them afterwards. And they looked at what happened and what didn't happen and what was held up. And they found that those shutdowns cost almost $1.5 billion. And we're talking $1.5 billion in 1996 money.
Yeah.
So today it'd be a lot more than that. So all this really depends on just how long a shutdown would last. I mean, if it were to be that long, we're looking at $2 billion plus, and that's excluding a lot of sort of incidental costs that aren't baked into that number.
Well, that was, what, 20-something days last time around. There will be a pause, I imagine, tomorrow in the next couple of days. Do you think it could go 3 weeks this time?
I think that your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I don't get the sense that anybody's at all close to a deal, so I would anticipate that tomorrow we would see sort of the blame game begin, or at least, you know, the blame game would probably continue. I think politicians have been trying to position themselves on either side of this for a while now. And I think what everybody does recognize is that if there's a shutdown, that's going to be wildly unpopular with all Americans.
On a more substantive note, David, the big issue that's coming up, I mean, a shutdown is bad enough, but the big issue is the debt limit. It's October the 17th when the Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, has said the country will not have enough money to pay its bills. How does this, what's happening today, play into that?
I mean, I think that it puts it in a much finer focus, Kai. As you said, I mean, I think a shutdown would be bad. Everybody agrees on that. But if the U.S. can't pay its creditors, if it can't pay its bills, the consequences would be very real. We don't even know how bad that they could be. And I mean, I remember we were talking in 2011, Kai, when the U.S. was teetering on another one of these fiscal cliffs. And as the S&P folks downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA, and the message from Wall Street to Washington then was, you can't mess around with this, guys. And lo and behold, here we are again.
Lo and behold, here we are. David Gura in Washington for us on the shutdown story. We'll see what happens. David, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.